I'm in a store and I'm singing.
Can you tell me what that's from?
That's from Elf.
Idiot! It's from Home Alone 5. And welcome to another exciting edition of the Brothers Movie Factory. I'm your host, Ben. With me, as always, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory.
Not Fred Claus, not Santa Claus, not Frosty the Snowman. The Iceman cometh.
Michael Keaton's Jack Frost?
That's who I am.
You're Michael Keaton, rock star Michael Keaton with one earring.
I'm that snowman who melts when you eat the Campbell soup. I'm what's inside.
Oh, no. That's a terrifying commercial. They've just let that snowman into their home. Could have killed them. I've seen, what's that old horror movie, Killer Frost?
I think it's Jack Frost.
Was it called Jack Frost or was it just called Frost? Frost Nixon.
Yes, that's called that horror movie.
With me, as always, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory.
Father Whipping.
Gus, to the layperson. yes, indeed, we are back. Took a little hiatus there over the Thanksgiving season so we could eat to our heart's delight.
Eat because, that turkey.
Yeah, indeed-o. And, yeah, here we are back at it. And this week, we decided, you know, it's into December. We're into the holiday season. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And we gotta... that was good. And we gotta get in... Two. That was something like Jeff Goldblum. You're like, holiday season. Da, 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 da.
What's that from? True or false?
Yes. Yes, indeed, we decided that we'd get into a little discussion to kick things off here. Not watch a movie specifically, but talk about Christmas films and what it is that, you know, makes these movies watchable year after year after year. What it is about these movies, you know, keeps us coming back for more. So with that being said, let's talk about some Christmas movies today. What is, if I may start, what is, in your mind, the most important Christmas movie out there? Not your favorite.
Oh.
The most important.
The important.
Most important Christmas movie. Mine's Jingle All the Way.
Is it?
No.
You ever see those memes?
It's taught like, us Jake Lloyd can act.
You ever see those memes like, I'm going to tell my kids, blah, blah, blah?
This is blank, yes.
Yeah, it was one of Arnold as the Turbo Man holding the Turbo Man doll.
I'm like, tell my kids this is Iron Man?
Yeah,
I saw that.
That's good. The most important Christmas movie, I would say... that's a tough question.
One of the many iterations of Christmas Carol.
That's what I want to say. I want to say it's Christmas Carol. I get bored with that story. That's why I like the Muppet version.
There's so many renditions of it. Mm-hmm. You even watch Robert Zemeckis's, like Jim Carrey's version.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not bad by any sense to me.
It's Charles Dickens, so it's a little dry. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta be kidding me. That's
old Chuck
name?
Chuck Dick.
Chuck Dickens.
Yeah, I would say one of those is the most important, like the story and the message of the holiday season.
More important than Home Alone? Treat your son like a dick and leave him by himself?
Yeah. When I get older and get married, I'm living alone.
Dang. That's the message. That's the message.
What do you think? Maybe that was to spark some inspiration.
Like Christmas Carol seems to be the one that comes to mind. There is a lot of, you know, Christmas movies I find nowadays, especially, are more often than not either romantic comedies, or they are comedies, period. I don't see as many, you know, Christmas movies that are strictly, I guess it's like a charming factor. Mm. Like, I haven't seen...
Warm your heart.
Yeah, I haven't seen It's a Wonderful Life.
You're not watching enough Hallmark movies.
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen A Wonderful Life before.
Cancerous.
I know. But I have Shame seen things like White Christmas. It's a pretty good film. It's a charming film.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen, you know, you have your usual ones that are just... I don't know, have like this more to them than either just plain comedy, and they have the story and the heartwarming elements and everything. Like, to me, like, I think The Santa Claus with Tim Allen is a phenomenal film. When's the last time you watched The Santa Claus?
Vietnam. Yeah. A couple years ago, I worked at a theater and we played it there.
Yeah. It is a great movie. But it doesn't, I mean, like, if I had to break down its message, I wouldn't know what to say. So I'd have to almost say, like, Christmas Carol is overall the most important Christmas story in general, be it film, be it play, musical, etc. And that's shown in just how many renditions have been done. I mean, there's the, what, Patrick Stewart's in
Patrick
the...
Stewart.
He's in the... Not the Muppets one.
No.
But he is in one.
He is.
And then there's Michael Caine's in the Muppets version. Caine. There's a Flintstones Christmas Carol. There's
too many.
Yeah,
cartoons.
There's
Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, there's so many versions
Mickey
of Christmas
Mouse.
Carol. And they're all the same. You know, with minor tweaks here and there. I've read The Christmas Carol before.
There's the one with Bill Murray.
There's that Scrooged, right? Mm. He hated that movie, didn't he?
He seems like he hates every movie.
It's true.
Except for Garfield.
There's that movie with Bill Murray's brother. Can you tell me which one it is?
A Christmas movie?
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie with Bill Murray's brother.
Scrooge.
Yeah, he is in that. As along with, did you know,
he's like
Bill Murray has like a lot of brothers?
Yeah, he's got a few.
And he's got a sister who's a nun.
What?
Yeah.
You ever have feelings for a nun?
No.
I asked that at a party recently, and no one
got it.
They're all like,
"You're like, you haven't seen Nacho Libre?"
Like, wait, what? Like, you ever have feelings for a nun? They're like, "What are you saying?" Like, they couldn't understand. Yeah. What I'm let me just throw this out there as another Christmas classic. It could be one of the most important. We reviewed it or talked about it last year during a holiday season. A hoop-de-doo, a dickery dock, and that was. Miracle on 34th Street, or OG.
Yes.
Very good, very important.
It is. I'm
Did
trying
you to believe?
I'm trying to get old wifey to watch that, because she's never watched it. She loves Christmas movies more than anyone should, but has never seen Miracle on 34th Street. It's her mother's favorite. And she never watched it growing up because she had this thing about black and white movies. Even though one of her
the colored version.
One of her favorite movies of all time is To Kill a Mockingbird with Gregory Peck, and it is in black and white.
So when you throw a tea kettle.
Yeah. What?
From Insidious 2.
Oh.
You are an ungrateful bitch. You spent your whole life not watching To Kill a Mockingbird.
Instead of Miracle on 34th
yeah.
Street.
There is a colored version if that's the...
Isn't... That's
that's
what,
the... Rich, no, I mean, there's a colored
oh, yeah,
version
but we don't have it.
It's on the Blu-ray.
Yeah, I'm not going out of my way to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, it's better. But yeah, no, Miracle on 34th Street is phenomenal in its message, and even it's got hot. And it's cool.
It is cool.
we did that last year around this time. That might have been the first movie we did in Christmas season.
Kicked off the old Christmas season.
But, I mean, it's Christmas movies. Like, what is it about Christmas movies? Because, you know, we all have several movies, I'd say, for me, maybe five, that I watch every year. In term, not Christmas, that aren't Christmas movies. Like, Jaws, I watch pretty much every year. Star Wars I watch every year. Rocky I usually watch every year. And they're almost like seasonal movies. Like, I watch them around certain times. Mm-hmm. But Christmas movies, I mean, I watch, you know, I watch too many because old wifey. But mostly due to the fact, I mean, I'm watching, like, I've seen The Santa Claus 3 times already.
Gee, it's December 5th.
I know. 3 times I've watched The Santa Claus. I've watched Santa Claus one or two once. I've watched... Home Alone twice. Watched Home Alone 2 already once.
Do it.
Christmas Vacation I've watched twice already. So it's
Hallelujah.
Like, yeah, I know. I've watched all these movies. The one I haven't watched yet that I'm a little disappointed on, I haven't finished. I started it was the Jim Carrey's The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I watched the new Grinch movie with Benedict Cumberbatch, the Illumination one.
Upset.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't terrible. My biggest gripe with that one was that the Grinch didn't come across as that bad of a guy in the first place. Mm-hmm. He just seemed like he was inconvenienced by everyone. He didn't seem like he was like...
He's just more annoyed.
Yeah, like the Boris Karloff one, he's like... I believe it. If he went down there and says stealing all the presents, he killed everyone. Like,
I know how I'll stop this Christmas from coming.
Yeah, I was like, yeek.
I'll steal their lives.
I
mixed the Jim Carrey voice and the Boris Karloff voice.
But what would I wear?
That's Jimmy Stewart.
Yes. Merry Christmas!
I think Benedict Cumberbatch should have just had his natural accent for that role.
Probably would have fit better, because,
is
I mean...
Is that terrifying?
He
should just sound like Smaug.
Yeah, he was doing more of like,
I'm the Grinch.
Yeah, kinda. Like, no. And no. It's like,
No thanks.
But it was pretty good. It wasn't terrible. But the point being, I watch a lot of Christmas movies around this time of year. And what is it about Christmas movies? And I guess you could say it for most seasons, like holiday movies, mm-hmm. like Halloween, you watch horror movies because it's what you do.
Yeah.
But yeah, why? What is it about Christmas movies that keeps people coming back for more?
I would say it is a nostalgia. If they're done right... there's something in the tone of it or the writing of it or the overall filmmaking of it and the viewing experience that links to an old feeling. Maybe a feeling when you were younger or a happy memory, something warm and cozy associated around this time of year. And a lot of these holiday classics you're mentioning there, reason you like them and like watching them so much. And this goes for any like seasonal movie, whether it's a holiday or you said you like to watch Star Wars around this time of year or Jaws around the summertime. It links to a memory. It links to possibly your youth, more likely that. Just a happy association. So you try to chime into that and you get your body gets reminded.
Indeed. Because, I mean, like, I think... I'm sure you maybe have this too, and I'm sure a lot of people do. You almost miss being a kid around Christmas time usually. Like, you miss that excitement and, like, circling things and the toy books and stuff. But I remember, like...
You still do that.
I do, kind of.
Just on Amazon.
Yeah, but I remember Christmas Eve. I remember we used to host the family Christmas Eve party, and I remember... Like, during the day, I'm trying to think, when we stopped, I was a little older, but I was still pretty young, and I wouldn't really help much, if I recall, with, like, getting ready.
You're too young.
I was a little too young, and so I remember watching Christmas movies all day, and Christmas shows, and for whatever reason, I remember, like, Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer is a...
The animated one?
Yeah, the animated one, which is not that good. I watch it every year, and I don't know why. It's not good. Every year I watch it, I'm like, this is not good, but I watch it.
Wasn't it a dude on a motorcycle? Spoilers.
No, it was Santa Claus. He gets arrested.
Attaboy.
Some guy in a Plymouth totally cut me off. And then I remember a movie. I've never been able to figure out what one it is. I guess I probably could look it up and figure it out, but it's like Christmas Dinosaurs or something. Kids hiding the dinosaurs in, like, his treehouse.
Kids hiding the dinosaurs?
Yeah, it's like a dinosaur Christmas movie. I can't remember what it's called.
Kids hide in the dinosaurs. They hide in them?
Kid hide inside dinosaurs in a treehouse on Christmas. No, that's not...
That is what you said. I'm just trying to piece it together.
Your father, my son. Indeed, it is called The Christmas Dinosaur.
There it is.
See?
Oh,
the Christmas Dinosaur. But yeah, no, I remember watching that. And it's not necessarily, it wasn't that good, if I recall, but I watched it a lot. Even like Ed, Edd n Eddy Christmas special. I love that. The SpongeBob Christmas special.
Cartoon specials, yes.
Yeah, it's like, it almost, rewatching those kind of ties you back to that moment. You know, you can't get back there, theoretically, but... For a second, you can relive a moment.
Watching them like old school stop motion ones like Rudolph and Year Without Santa Claus. And
see, I feel like I didn't really grow up with those for some reason. Like I don't remember watching them as much as like some of the others.
You don't remember Snow Miser?
I do, but then it's like
that's more from Batman and Robin.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like when I think of like Christmas movies that I watched growing up, I think of Miracle on 34th Street, but then I also think of like the Santa Claus, and for whatever reason, I think of the Santa Claus too more than because we owned that one. Yeah, and so that one holds like a special place in my heart when I watch it because I'm like it's not that bad. But then I watch Santa Claus 3, I'm like, what happened?
What did we do?
Yeah, it could have been a slam dunk.
Let me ask you. This is some old school for us. No one would ever know it other than us. And I don't even think – it's like a vague memory for me, so I don't know if you can remember it. You might because you can remember little things like this, and I've drank a lot of booze. So we had these two VHS tapes. It was a collection set, and it was cartoon Christmas episodes. One – It had something to do – with these people who wanted to steal, like, Santa's toys. And there are these elves. When they'd walk around, they'd greet each other and be like, happy day! Happy day! Remember any of that?
No.
Yeah. I remember that little one. And then there was another one. I can't remember too much about it. It was about this spoiled brat kid who was writing a Christmas list. And it was this giant Christmas list. He wanted everything. And he was, like, the nastiest kid in the world. And he sent it away to Santa. And on Christmas Day, he didn't get anything. And he was so pissed. But it turns out his name was also the name of, like, a town in America or something. So that town was, like, poor, and they got all these wonderful toys.
Ah.
Remember that at all? It's a cartoon.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, Babe in Toyland.
Babes in Toyland.
Is that a Christmas movie?
I don't know.
I don't remember it. I just remember.
I remember
Babes
an epic
Toyland.
War.
Yeah.
Of toys.
Toys. Yeah.
Oh, there's another classic. The old Nutcracker.
I see. I don't really like the Nutcracker.
What about the one with Macaulay Culkin?
What about the newest one, Nutcracker
and the Four Realms? I want to see it.
It's on Netflix.
It's supposed to be, but
it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's on Disney Plus.
I think it's on that.
Disney Plus.
Maybe both at the same time. Mm. What about I mean, we started touching on cartoon specials. Any other cartoon specials, holiday seasons you can think of that made you feel all warm and gooey inside?
I mean, the SpongeBob one sits close because we had that one on VHS.
Yeah?
Yes.
The stop motion one? That came later.
No. This is the one. We had the one where SpongeBob finds out about Santa from Sandy.
He's, like, going crazy.
Yeah, and he... like is tells everyone about Santa, and Squidward's the only one that doesn't believe that, and they all like shoot the bottles with the notes up into and it just shows them floating there, and so Santa's coming tonight.
Yeah,
that sounding familiar. Yeah, and then at the end Santa does show up and he's like Merry Christmas, he's laughing.
He's going crazy.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I feel like there's another SpongeBob. I always think of the snow one inside of Sandy's.
Yeah. Tea Time
with Panhead.
That's my favorite. Everything has a Christmas special, I'm sure. What's Family Guy's?
They have a couple. The one that I like to watch, but for whatever reason, I never watch it around this time. It always comes up in like the summer, and I'm like, oh, I miss Christmas. It's a two-parter. Stewie wants to go. He hears that Christmas is canceled because he goes to the mall to get his picture taken with Santa, but Carter canceled the mall's Christmas, and so he thinks that Santa skeeted him. He didn't come.
Skeeted him.
So he goes up to the North Pole. He makes Brian come with them, and they basically find out that Christmas is killing like them. Like it's driving them insane. Basically, like all the elves are like inbred mutants now, and Santa's like literally dying from exhaustion because he's like, you know how much work it takes to make an iPad, like getting crazy. But they got nominated and they might have won an Emmy for the song in that episode. Christmas Time is Killing Us. I know they got nominated. I honestly think they might have won for it. But yeah, it's a two-part episode. It's really good. There's also another one. There's an American Dad two-part episode where they, like, fight Santa, like, in a war at the end, and it's pretty funny, too. But, yeah, no, I like all the Christmas things. Hallmark's, I'm not as big on the Hallmark Christmas movies. The cheese.
Something against it?
No, I mean, I watch one really every year, and it's Snow Globe, and I don't know why. I think it's because when wife and I started dating, we watched it, and I just kind of watched it every year since. Because it's not that good either. But, yeah.
Oh, here's one. I'm looking for those damn cartoons. I don't remember. You see this one? Noel. Remember that one? That's
no.
The one. It starts with them, the guy blowing the glass, and he makes the ornament. And the ornament has, like, a face and loves seeing all the kids at Christmas time. But as the years go by, it gets older until it eventually breaks and that kind of thing. And then there's, like, a new ornament or something. It's been a lot. See, the holiday season touching on my memory strings I haven't thought of since I was wee. How about the Christmas movies that aren't Christmas movies? As in, they are Christmas movies, but they're not like, let's go save Christmas. We did a few of them last year for the old podcast.
We did Edward Scissorhands.
Yes.
Because you felt that was worthy.
It is.
I'm sorry to go back to that. Christmas Time is Killing Us was nominated in 2011 for a Primetime Emmy for Outstanding Music and Lyrics, but lost to Justin Timberlake's monologue song for SNL.
Bullshit.
Indeed. It also was nominated for Best Song Written for Visual Media category for the Grammys. And it lost to I See the Light from Disney's Tangled, which is a pretty good song. Yeah, Christmas movies that are around this time. Gremlins. I mean, Gremlins comes to mind. I said that to the wife the other day. I was like, we haven't watched Gremlins yet. And she's not a big Gremlins fan because she doesn't see it as Christmas movie.
No,
even like Harry Potter. I see the first one as a Christmas movie, and then I don't see the others as Christmas movies.
First two.
But a lot of people watch those around this time, and I think it's probably just because of that, yeah.
I want them back.
You can have them. We bought our own.
I know. It's that time of year.
But I want my phone call. Yeah, those are, like, the ones that come to mind. I mean, I watch Star Wars around this time of year every year, but that's just because I feel like it.
Well, let me touch on Gremlins real quick.
Hateful Eight.
Gremlins has a significant bit in my life, and I'll spoilers ahead if you don't want anything spoiled in life or about Gremlins.
Don't listen to this with your kids.
Yeah, I would say we're an adult oriented show anyway.
But if there's any kiddies out there, stop listening right now.
And then skip ahead like 30, 40 seconds. This is the Gremlins, is how I found out old Santy Poo wasn't a real bloke.
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, I watch Gremlins.
That's how I found out there was no Santa. And you look at your mom and you're like, what's that supposed to mean?
That scene in this, when they're all bunkered up and the girlfriend's talking about like her tragic story about her dad dying on Christmas Day. And she's like, that's how I found out Santa wasn't real. I'm like, what? I was 15.
I was 28.
I looked. I'm like, this movie's PG. People are taking their kids to see this, and they ruins it.
Nom, 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 nom.
How about?
I mean, to be honest, you probably shouldn't take your kids that. I would say it's PG-13.
It would if it that and Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom are the two movies. Yeah, both Spielberg productions.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, which is another Spielberg production. How about this holiday classic, Die Hard?
It's been years since I watched it.
We watched it.
I did.
Oh, you left.
Yeah,
we watched it last year.
Yep. No, Die Hard, I haven't watched in years.
That felt right.
I haven't watched Die Hard in years. I haven't watched Die Hard 2 in years. I haven't watched Die Hard 3 ever. I haven't watched Die Hard 4.
You haven't seen Die Hard 3?
No.
Oh, it's great.
I haven't seen Bad Boys 2 either.
I think we should do Die Hard for an episode of the Brothers Movie Factory.
And replace Bruce Willis with Bruce Willis.
Yeah. With his son, Jai Courtney.
His son, Haley Joel Osment.
Whoa.
Isn't he the kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the kid is Breslin.
Hayden Christensen.
You know what I'm talking about?
Isn't that Abigail Breslin's brother?
Yeah, whatever his name is, but that's the movie, The Kid, with Bruce Willis.
Yeah, it's himself, isn't it? He comes back from the past. It's funny because now, like, let me ask you this. Top three Christmas movies.
Top three
Christmas
favorite Christmas movies?
Yes.
Home Alone. Home Alone 2, Home Alone 3. Now, if I can only pick one.
With your stolen credit card.
Stolen credit card. I recognize Home Alone 1 as the better film, but Home Alone 2
it's pretty good.
Is my favorite of the two. It is.
That was the first time I'd watched it in a long time.
It's pretty much a remake of the first one.
It's funny.
It's like almost the same thing, but that's part of why it's funny.
You were smooching.
You were smooching with my brother.
Why, I assure you.
You were smooching with everybody.
What's
Moe with the gimpy leg?
What'd she say later? It's the security guard.
Cliff.
He like looks at you. No.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Funny thing is, we never lose our luggage. Nowadays, you guys would lose your kids.
Yeah. I think Home Alone 2 is my favorite holiday film or Christmas film. Muppet's Christmas Carol is high up there as well. Fuck. The last one's a toughie. Probably It's a Wonderful Life. I watch that every year.
Curse those who's. When's the last time you watched How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Been a time.
We watched the OG one you gave me, the animated one.
I gave you that?
You put it on. You gave me the Voodoo.
Ah!
I posted it up there. You know it came with three movies?
Did it?
Yeah. It came on there now on the Voodoo. It's all one. You have to watch them all together.
Oh.
But it's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, The Grinch Grinches the Cat in the Hat,
and
Grinch's Halloween.
It's
Halloween is the Grinch's night.
It's a Grinch night.
Yeah,
I remember that. We had all those.
Yeah, it came with all three.
Do you watch It's a Grinch Night?
No.
Oh,
it's not Halloween.
It's spoochy.
Yeah, it's like Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yeah.
It's like not supposed to be scary, but holy shit. Yeah,
there's some good visuals.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the Grinch because I think of my top three, and I definitely think my number one like must watch. Christmas movie is usually going to be either Home Alone or The Santa Claus. And I'd probably say The Santa Claus, Home Alone. And then I like watching The Grinch. I watch
the Jim Carrey?
Yeah, the Jim Carrey Grinch movie. It's not that good. I understand it's not that good. And there's a lot of things. I'm like, Ron Howard, what were you thinking? Like some of the designs and shit. But what's funny is, I mean, you can attest to this more than I can, but I was terrified of the Grinch. I was also wee when it came out.
You were, when did that come out? 2000?
Yeah, so it was 5, 6. I'd say 5 to 7, somewhere in that range. But I was terrified of the Grinch. I remember there was a Christmas where I woke up in the middle of the night and slept in our parents' room because I was so scared that the Grinch was going to come.
It was his smile.
Steal me. Yeah, his smile was creepy.
I thought he was going to grab you.
And I remember we were at our one side of the family's Christmas, and did you not go to see it in theaters? Maybe we came up a night before or something?
Yeah.
That sound familiar?
Yeah.
And I didn't. I stayed behind. But I remember everyone coming back and telling me, like, oh, there's a baby Grinch, and he's cute, and you'll laugh at it, you'll think it's funny. And I wouldn't watch it, and I didn't watch it for a long time, and then eventually I did watch it.
A baby Grinch,
I was like, a baby Grinch, it's a little baby Yoda.
Better. What would you say is cuter?
Baby Yoda, sorry. I remember really enjoying it, and it just kind of fell into that same category of movies that I was afraid of that ended up, you know, becoming some of my favorites, like Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. We gotta touch on that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a Thanksgiving picture. It falls right in the middle.
No, it's not.
That movie terrified me. But now I really enjoy it. I think it's really funny in a lot of ways. It's got a lot. I quote it a lot.
Which one are we talking about now?
Grinch.
Okay.
I quote the Grinch a lot. What was the one that I... This is not pudding.
Yeah.
We went to WrestleMania, and I pulled out a flask, and I handed it to Gus. So this is not pudding.
that'll get you.
But, yeah, there's lots. If you had so much as one syllable, I'll hunt you down and gut you like a fish. If you'd like to fax me, press the star key. That was my voicemail for a while.
Was it?
Yeah, when I got my very first phone, Boost Mobile, that was my voicemail. And it wasn't until our older brother made fun of me that I changed it.
All right.
Yeah, so I enjoy watching The Grinch. But over the past couple years, I've really come to enjoy Christmas Vacation as well.
Talk on that. That's a classic.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is that's one I did not watch until I started dating my now wife. And she showed it to me, I'd say, not even the first year we dated. It was the second year. It was probably 6 years ago I started watching it. So I was 18, 18 or 19. And, I remember watching it the first time and being like, this is really good. How did I never seen this before? How have I never seen this before? It's hilarious. I really enjoy it a lot. And, how many times have you seen it?
Once.
Yeah.
I've seen it once. It's phenomenal. I saw it once 2 years ago.
Yeah. That's phenomenal.
I had a great time watching it. I did, but
it just doesn't fall into the Christmas rotation.
Not for us, but for some.
For me, I've watched it twice already.
Yeah,
I was just blousing.
Blousing? What's that?
Blousing, browsing. He talking to the hot girl. It's like I was just blousing, browsing.
See, I didn't know what you're talking about.
Wouldn't be Christmas if the stores weren't any hooter hotter than they are. It's a bit nipply out. Nippy. What'd I say, nipple? There's a nip in the air, though.
Of all the quotes.
That's one of the most quoted lines.
Goodness. How about Elf? You like Elf? What are your thoughts on Elf?
Elf's great. Elf's great. It's one of the few movies within the last, that came out in 2004, I think. And that's one of the few movies in recent memory that have been able to become like a Christmas classic. Like a modern Christmas classic. Because, I mean, think of modern, what you would deem a Christmas classic. There's not a lot. Like in the 2000s.
The 2000s, it would be like...
Elf.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Elf. I mean, that come to my mind, not many.
And then even in the last 10 years.
The Polar Express.
That's another one. I'm not a huge fan. I watch it every year. I literally, the past three Black Fridays, my wife has bought the Polar Express on Blu-ray.
Why?
The first time, she bought it, lent it to someone, lost it. Second time, bought it, left it at home. This time, it's at home, so she just wanted to buy it again.
Jesus.
Yeah, so we have... And at home, where she... Her home, they had it on DVD and Blu-ray to begin with. So they have three copies in their home.
Okay. Yeah. Does she even like that movie?
She loves it. It's one of her favorites.
Yeah.
The first gift of Christmas!
Hey, you kids!
That Mandark I'm gonna kill. Hey, what are you doing?
Shit. I'm trying to think of some other, like, what could be a... You know, a lot of people like that, what do they like? That Arthur Christmas.
Arthur Christmas. I don't like him. Keep him away. Fred Claus.
How about your Kurt Russell movie?
Christmas Chronicle. That's really good. I really enjoyed that movie. A lot of people did. Even we just watched Noel on Disney Plus. Fan of Kendrick. And who's the guy that you like to... You did your impersonation of... damn. What's his name?
What did I say again? Oh, well, Bill Hader.
Bill Hader. Yeah.
Don't even ask. Just bring it.
Yeah. Bill Hader's in it. And
speaking of impressions, this is a little side note. I discovered this recently. You know who I can do a decent impression of?
Who?
Is Jim Gaffigan.
Wow. Say Hot Pocket.
He'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to walk down the stairs, go to the gym, and walk some stairs.
What?
What? Yeah, I'm Jim Gaffigan.
I thought that was the whitest man I knew.
Sounds a lot like my Bill Hader.
You're like, wait a minute. Noel was okay. It was a lot like Elf. Like, I was watching it and it ended, and I'm like, I felt like I watched Elf.
Yeah.
It had very similar vibes to it.
You guys gonna bust down the door and go see The Last Christmas or whatever the fuck? Or did that already come out?
Last Christmas? Yeah, it did. It already came out. We didn't go see it. We thought about going to see Frozen, which I guess you could say Frozen is a Christmassy movie. Just Frozen in general, because it's snow, I guess.
In summer.
We just watched that the other day, and wife was like, I didn't think. She said, I guess that was pretty good. And I was like, yeah. I was like, when's the last time you watched it? She said, 2013 when it came out. And she said, I was like, do you think that it was so hyped up at the time that we watched it and it wasn't, like, spectacular? So you were like, it wasn't that good. Because she would always be like, I didn't really like it. And that was my same feelings, too. And then we watched it again, and I was like, it was pretty good.
I like it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a while, because I watched it so many fucking times when it came out.
I watched it once before this.
I've watched it like 4 or 5 times, yeah. I watched it enough to know the songs.
Bees a buzz.
I don't know that one.
It's fucking In Summer. That's how he starts it.
I skipped that song.
I can't. When she hits her in the heart with ice?
Yeah.
Okay. that was not a good.
I can't.
All right, that was better. Scared my dog.
Scared the dog. when do you think they're gonna make some holiday anime episodes of things that we like?
Dragon Ball Z Christmas.
Yeah.
Just Kame.
Sure they have.
Hey, just my speaking on Dragon Academia. Ball for a second. I watched the Hot Ones with John Boyega that came out today.
I didn't watch that yet.
One point he like gets hyped up and they do like the Super Saiyan thing. I'm like, it's Goku. That's Goku right there.
He is.
Shave him bald. It's TN. Get him out there.
It's our Piccolo.
Fuck it. Nappa.
Let's see here. What other holiday classics do we got on our plate that we like to check out each every year? You're Mr. Christopher Crinkle.
I'm Mr. White Christmas.
You don't watch that shit.
I do watch them though.
There's one I don't watch. I've never really seen the Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I haven't really seen that. Little Drummer Boy. Like, I've seen them, but it's been since I've seen it.
What about Interstellar? That's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I watch it every Christmas. Yeah, Christmas Day. I like to start my Christmas morning crying.
like to be sitting there watching that movie and start to cry and be like, you fucking coward.
any Christmas stories that you like to share?
You know what's funny, too? Another thing that I do associate with Christmas, and I don't. There's like Christmas mornings that you remember, right? And one that I do remember that I associate, every time I see it, I associate it with Christmas. I'll see it when we go home.
Last year.
Last year was rough. I think back on the Undertaker documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got them for Christmas, and you started watching them. Mom fell back to sleep. Dad fell back to sleep. You fell back to sleep. And that was the year I got a PSP. Mm-hmm. And I also got a bunch of those, what were they called?
UMDs?
I got those too, but they were the HeroScapes or whatever. You remember those?
Imagine X.
No. They were like the hexagonal tile things.
Yeah.
And they were like uber realistic and shit. Yeah, I think it was called HeroScape.
It was.
But I got a bunch of those too, and I remember everyone fell asleep, and I was like sitting there playing. So I remember that one well.
Yeah, that one's a significant one too, because that same year we got Lupin the Third, Castle Cagliostro.
Mm.
It's the most coziest movie ever made.
That is the most coziest movie ever made.
It was your bachelor party. Everyone, it was late in the night. Everyone's shit-faced, getting ready for bed. I'm walking up to my room, and you stopped me to thank me for the night, and you saw I had Castle of Cagliostro in my hand. You're like, you trying to be cozy? Like, I'm going to fall asleep
in three minutes. I'm already there. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to fall asleep before they ride that car on the side of that mountain.
Yeah, I'll fall asleep before the credits end. Yeah, I just rewatched it recently.
That one sticks in my head. You getting the PS2 sticks in my brain because I think you got a PS2 in 2005.
Yeah.
And I got a Nintendo DS. Oh. Because my first game was Madden 05.
Right.
I remember you playing SmackDown versus Raw and me playing my DS.
Madden.
Before I even knew football.
It was the catalyst.
Before I even understood anything, yeah. So I remember those Christmas tales and remember calling everyone, all my friends, Christmas morning, be like, what did you get? Mm-hmm. And talking about that. You mentioned how you found out old Santa Claus wasn't real. Mine was, I found the presents. And ever since then, I've been labeled as a snooper, which is true, because I did. I got really good at peeling the tape back. Mm.
Don't go snooping around this house.
Don't go snooping waterfalls. I got real good. Now I'm better because I don't really want many things.
Yeah.
I just kind of throw things. Even that, you mentioned how I was evolving my Amazon list. That is things I had on there for 2 years. I think I have like a Bluetooth ear muffs or something on there. Or like a Bluetooth beanie, like it has the speakers in the beanie, keep your head warm.
Yeah.
And that's been on there for like, I think, I was in college, I think, when I put it on there. Like, I have things on there, Dungeons and Dragons and Star Wars D&D's been on there for like two summers.
Two summers.
So, yeah, no, I'm not evolving. I'm just building.
Just ahead of the curtain. I'll share some, you shared some like youthful stories. I'll share some adult Christmas tales.
Adult beverages.
They involve them. Last year for the holiday season, we drank homemade eggnog, beer, whiskey, more beer, more tequila, vodka.
No.
That's a Stone Cold promo.
Yeah.
And we played Smash Brothers and got smashed. And I remember getting ready. This is Christmas Eve, folks, and we were getting ready for bed to lay down to have a long nap. And I was like, I'm going to do one more shot. Why did I need to do that? I don't know. You woke up in the night and vomited, which was probably for the best.
Yeah.
Because I woke up and I didn't do that. I was hungover. And it was one of the worst hangovers I've ever had in my life. And whole Christmas day ruined. Well, not when I woke up. When I woke up, I was fine. Felt great because I was probably still drunk. It was like by 11. I was like, whoa.
Am I?
Yeah, that's a memorable one for years to come. And then this one was from a few years back, two or three years ago. I was living at home, and this is going to be the first Christmas Eve of my life. I was going to spend it alone. I think I might even mention this on a Gus's story time on the pod in the past. First time I was ever going to spend a holiday alone, let alone Christmas Eve. Everyone just had other things. We do things a little differently in our family. We have like family Christmases early and things like that. New traditions were starting,
yeah.
Right? Mother was with her fella, father was with his lady, and Ben was with his lady, and all kinds of stuff. So, and I was, alone. So, I believe I spent most of the night crying.
Yes.
And drunk. And out of nowhere.
Didn't you go to Aunt Jackie's?
No, not that night.
Okay.
Maybe I did, but then I came here. I was like, I'm just going to be alone tonight. And then out of nowhere, you strolled in, like, can't let you be alone on Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah!
And we got drunk and drank eggnog, and we rode that horse riding simulator and played Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
God damn it. I have a similar one, the first, like, Christmas night I spent alone, because it was a couple years. It was 2 years ago, I think? Mm-hmm. Spent most of the Christmas Eve with wife, and then She went to spend the rest of the night with her family, and I went home, and it was me, mother, stepfather, you and your girlfriend at the time, and then you headed back to your place.
Aye.
And it was just me, and we were supposed to watch. You know, you always like, it's cancerous that you've never watched A Wonderful Life. We were supposed to watch A Wonderful Life that night. You told me. Yep. And then you're like, nope, got to go. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, no, I wasn't with Lady then. She was working that night.
And you were going to do like a Christmas morning.
We were going to do a Christmas morning. I didn't want her to come home and be alone on Christmas Eve at the time.
You're being nice.
Yeah, it was too nice.
I that night ended up turning out just fine too, because you know I have a lot of friends that don't have siblings, so they're you know already just them and their parents on Christmas Eve anyways. Yeah. And I ended up playing Star Wars Battlefront and had a pretty good night. We stayed up until like 2 a.m. just playing Star Wars Battlefront. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was Christmas Eve gamer hours. Yeah.
And there'll be new traditions to come. You're married as of this year, so I'm sure.
It'll be different, yeah.
Sure, in the future it'll be different, and especially when little baby Yodas are along the way.
Hey, little guys.
And for
little you and Roy's.
For me, I'll keep girl's name private. I'm sure I've mentioned it before, but we're gonna have her, as she puts it, her Christmas special. A few days after Christmas, but that's when we do things different. We're gonna do our Christmas like three days after Christmas, and we're gonna, what are we doing? We're opening gifts for each other then. We're having like an all day marathon of Christmas movies, and I'm gonna cook a Christmas goose,
a roast beast.
It'll look like what we made for the thing.
Yes.
The roast beast.
Get a Christmas. What are you getting? Christmas goose.
A Christmas goose.
Get Christmas goose, but stuff it with turkey legs.
I'll stuff it with baby dolls.
Like one just hanging out, and the eyes glossed over. Yeah, and then stuff it with a shark. Like, here you go.
There's the Christmas goose.
You make the Christmas goose, put a little lacquer on it. Put a little super glue, throw some green feathers on it. Grinch.
The roast beast. Brock Lesnar.
Get a can of corned beef hash, and then label it Who Hash.
Who Hash?
Make like green eggs and ham, and do like watch the Grinch and do all their food.
She did see the Grinch recently, first time.
Ah, fuck.
Wow. Since she could speak English, I think, first
Indeed.
Time.
Yes. And she's like, Boris Karloff's scary.
No, the Jim Carrey one.
Ah.
I don't think she's not seen
she's
OG.
Like, Jim Carrey's scary.
She's not seen OG. She bought it, but hadn't seen it. So, that, I mean, that's also what's exciting, too. A lot of these, like, holiday classics that most people grow up with, she didn't.
Yeah.
Just because there was, like, a language barrier, I guess. Or it just, like, didn't come across her radar. It's a lot of films in general, but especially around this time of year, it's kind of cool. These holiday movies she's kind of discovering on her own.
Indeed. Well, why don't we go ahead and close her out? A sleepy time, Ooh. She comes.
Oh, we didn't even say Charlie Brown Christmas special. There's plenty. I'm sure there's a plethora that we just
people neglected. You idiots!
Yeah. UHF, great Christmas movie.
It's Christmas.
I'm sure there's plenty we didn't mention, but they're out there.
They're out there. Somewhere out there, eating in the distance.
I like how you remember the wrong lyrics both times you've said that.
Somewhere.
It doesn't say somewhere ever.
Let the beast inside.
No, that's your made-up word.
Beat you up and all your pride. Till you feel the beauty of the night. Music is the gift I give to you. Isn't that that's the right part?
that's the Kidz Bop version. No, that's not even Kidz Bop version. That's just like the Equate version.
that's just the Phantom version.
That's a Great Value version.
Yes, Equate Great Value up and down.
I'm glad
it's Target's point.
I'm glad we're
talking about Phantom.
We're finishing this Christmas special with Phantom of the Opera.
we'll fix that. So if you liked what you heard, everyone, be sure to check us out on Audio Boom. That's our primary source. That's where we're posting the podcast first, and they ship it out to all the other places such as Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast, we're there. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at The Bros Movie Pod. That's where we're going to be posting what we're going to be watching for that week, as well as little memes and videos and quick clips from episodes will be posted there. You can also find us on Facebook.
Go to Facebook. You find us there. If you search us, that'd be The Brothers Movie Factory. Give us a like, follow us, share what we post. I keep you up to date with the movies we're watching each and every week, along with memes, and attached to those things are links to the items Ben mentioned a moment ago, such as Twitter, Audio Boom, Spotify, and Nat.
And Nat. So, hope you enjoyed it. That is the show, but until next week, brothers.
Ho, 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 brothers.
Brothers. Oh.